This is a story of Comrade Guzu. He was raised in Raji, joined the Long Marches, and became one of the earliest members of the Communist Party with Mao. He knew the hardships of rural life in China and understood the need for quick change rather than the evolutionary approach of the Kuomintang, the KMT, and the social democracy that was advocated by Sun Yat-sen. While he preferred the more democratic approach of the KMT, he was young, loved China, and was impatient. Later, he realized there was a price for this impatience. Trained at the Guaxi Hospital as a doctor, he was a valuable asset during the war. Like many before him, and many who would follow, war reshaped his view of men, politics, China, and of course, himself. Mr. Peng spent a number of years in Beijing serving the party, and in 1980, he was permitted to return home to care for his mother, who was in failing health. It was a mixed blessing, for many of his friends had perished during the war, were rectified, or escaped to Taiwan. When his mother passed, there was nothing left for him in Raji, so he returned to Beijing. For a few years, he served his friend Dong as his personal physician until he also passed. The new party officials had physicians trained in the West who were more synchronized with current trends. They also had new ideas for China. So it was decided he could best serve the party's needs by keeping watch on students. Every morning, before people began their Tai Chi, he would be standing in the park, monitoring the day. Quite tall, slim hips, broad shoulders, dark hair that fell over one side of his face, he was an elegant-looking man. He had the presence and dignified look of a leader, the sort of person that would tend to follow. Easy to see his usefulness to Mao. His clothes were worn but always clean, and he moved with the grace of a monarch. There was something about him, a depth, a sense that one was in the company of greatness. I watched him carefully and thoroughly survey the campus as he went about his sweeping duties. If a footprint was not on the paved path, he took note. If students or faculty were repeatedly seen in groups, he memorized the events and the dates. It was his responsibility to know every detail. There was a strange comfort in having him around, and his area of the campus was the most meticulously clean. His broom was always at work, or tucked nicely into the sleeve he had made from scraps to keep his tools organized.